Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's the Washington Commanders, right? There's nothing else going on, I don't think. Last time I checked the calendar, there's nothing else going on besides the Washington Commanders are going to the freaking NFC Championship game, baby! That's right. That's right.
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm sure about that. I'm positive. I checked my calendar. It says Washington and Philadelphia.
Woo!
Heading up to filthy on what's going to be a frigid, frigid Sunday from the early forecast. Woo, baby.
And I may be taking crazy pills.
You are. You put a pitchfork in them the day after Thanksgiving. I did not. Now, I pick against them to lose by 3 points in each of the two playoff games, and boy, have I been wrong. But you, my friend, put a pitchfork in them, and instead, the only pitchfork we should be using is to, like, I don't know, Philly cheesesteak?
I will say, a little bit of fun story behind yesterday, with my family and my sister's husband being a big Eagles fan, and then being out in L.A., he texted me. He was like, hey, do you want me to get you a cheesesteak for next week? And, of course, at that point, the game wasn't over, so I was able to say, oh, is that because I'll be out in L.A. next week?
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but we are not going to Los Angeles. And for that, selfishly, I am thrilled. Now, you could make the argument that they got the harder matchup, and we will get through it, and we will talk about it, and we will have coverage all week long. I got lots of friends in Philadelphia, so we'll bring them. Y'all saw, in all likelihood, through the snow, through the blizzard yesterday, a lot of, if not all of, the NFC divisional playoff game between the Philadelphia Eagles and, of course, the Los Angeles Rams. However, this show, obviously, is largely going to be about what we all got to witness on Saturday night, baby. And that was an absolute beatdown. Once really the second quarter began, and, you know, listen, there were times where it tightened up. I shouldn't say it was a beatdown from the second quarter on. It wasn't. I'm overstating that. It was 31-28 Washington with 6:57 left to go in the third quarter. And then, like they did all night long, they just kept answering and answering and answering and answering and answering yet again. And I still can't believe that, you know, like everybody thought going to Tampa and winning a road playoff game was the crowning of Jaden Daniels and was the best thing that we've ever seen or the best thing that we've seen around here in 33 years. And it was pretty damn cool. I don't know how you could not consider what they did on Saturday night to not only be 10 times more impressive, but maybe on par with some of their Super Bowl victories. And yes, I understand winning a Super Bowl and winning a divisional playoff game on the road is different. I understand that. I understand that they have not won a Super Bowl yet in this season or under this regime and with this quarterback. I got it. But you know what I'm saying, right? Don't tell me you didn't think as they were racking up 28 points in the second quarter. Don't tell me you didn't think about Super Bowl 22. Right? Don't tell me you didn't think about Doug Williams, who was in attendance, who I talked to, who I ran into several times, who was an honorary team captain. Don't tell me you didn't think of the 35-point second quarter that he put up in San Diego against the Denver Broncos. Don't tell me you didn't think about that, because I sure as hell did. As Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, not Jace, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders team, offense, defense, special teams, every which way, put up 28 points in the second quarter. That's right. It was 7-3 Detroit at the end of one. 7-3 Detroit. And many of you know by now, back and forth they went, and culminating with a Zach Ertz 5-yard touchdown pass, and then an interception by Mikey Sanristil in the end zone to basically end the first half. It was 31-21 at the end of the first half. So do it with me, boys and girls. The math works out like this. 28 points in the second quarter, right? And Doug Williams and the Redskins scored what? 35 points? In the second quarter of that Super Bowl. So it wasn't quite that. Maybe it was more on par with what Robert Griffin III, Santana Moss, who we had on Saturday, and the Redskins did on Thanksgiving Day in Dallas in 2012. But you get the point. There are some times where you get magical, magical moments. There are times where you get magical quarters, halves, whatever. I can't necessarily call it a magical half. But I would say this, it was certainly a beyond magical second quarter, and it was a darn good first half. And then, just when you started to think it was slipping away and slipping away and slipping away, after a terrible, and I mean awful, 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 awful whiff by NFL officiating as usual on a alleged Dante Fowler personal foul face mask, which I was so worried about all week long that they were going to get hosed on a bad officiating call, and that's all we were going to talk about, right? And they almost did. Dante Fowler did not, under any circumstances, I had to tell him in the locker room and confirm for him that he did not. You'll hear my interview with him coming up later on in the show. I had to tell him, man, you didn't do anything wrong, because he was operating and answering my questions like he actually did, and he had to overcome that. But he actually didn't. And it spurred a Jahmyr Gibbs 8-yard touchdown run about halfway through the third quarter and made it 31-28. And I thought, oh my gosh, if they turn around and lose this game, which was very possible in the moment, we will all be looking back upon that with absolute fury. You know, the Capitals unleash the fury. We will be looking upon that as unleashing the fury. And yet, what did they do? They came right back. Once again, the Washington Commanders said, okay, all right, you want to score a touchdown? You want to make it 31-28? Fine. That's okay. We'll just come back and we'll score another touchdown. Because that's what they did. So while they only got, one possession in the third quarter, they strung together a 15-play, 52-yard, 18 yards worth of penalties, so it was a total of 70 yards because they got first and goal at the Detroit 1 due to a defensive pass interference, and then they scored the touchdown, right? And they answer right back. And not only do they answer right back, but again, they answer They get a touchdown. Some of it because of Detroit's penalty. Yes. They get another touchdown from Brian Robinson at that point. That was two. More to come from the natural running game in a sec. They go 15 plays, 70 yards, 8 minutes and 28 seconds after the Gibbs 8-yard touchdown. That should have never happened because it came on a third down and two, negative 4-yard run stop. Again, the penalty never happened. That is clear. The video showed that. But they, instead of folding like a cheap suit, when they easily could have, they scored again. And made it 38-28, and killed clock, and broke the back of the Detroit Lions. And it was at that point, up 38-28, with 13 and a half minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, that Lions fans actually started to trickle out of Ford Field. I saw them. And then it made, then it got worse for them, because Jeremy McNichols capped off the scoring for Washington with a 1-yard touchdown run later, midway through the third quarter. A little bit past midway point, the fourth quarter, with a 1-yard touchdown run after another Detroit Lion penalty, which cost them a touchdown. And what I mean by that is, well, let's just say the Commanders were going for it on fourth and, I think it was fourth and two, from about their 5-yard line. And the Lions had 12 men on the field. And I could see down in front of us, me and Felix Trammell, who is part of the media contention for the Commanders and has been around as a smart football guy. We both saw the Lions coaching staff going bonkers. And we both saw a lot of confusion because it was right down in front of us. Now, I didn't know at that moment when I saw them going bonkers on the sideline and the Lions players were switching and screaming and whatever, that there was 12 men because I hadn't counted yet. But that's what it was. And it sets up the second McNichols touchdown. And the Washington Commanders scored their 45th point via Zane Gonzalez extra point. And the route was on. And even though they allowed a touchdown from that point, it never obviously got really close. I should say they allowed a field goal from that point on. And that was an interesting sequence as well. Washington kind of bowed a little bit, right? And forced a field goal on a 10-play drive. And Dan Campbell chose to go down 14 with 5 minutes left to go in the game. All three timeouts and still the 2-minute warning. And then stupidly, and I mean stupidly, and I called it immediately when he decided to go for the onside kick. And remember, they have to declare. So we all know it's coming, right? And you can only be the trailing team. They had to declare, what happened.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When he declares for an onside kick, even before the Commanders recover it, that might have been one of the dumbest coaching decisions I've ever seen. And if he was taking the blame for that in his postgame presser that everybody's making a big deal out of, if he was taking the blame for that, then fine, he should have. That was his fault. That was a dumb, dumb decision. 5 minutes left to go, all three timeouts, the two-minute warning, an eternity with your offense, and you go for an onside kick and give it up to the Washington Commanders. Now, maybe they would have still won, and maybe they wouldn't have scored 14 points or 7 points or any points. But that was about as dumb of a decision as you can possibly get, considering 5 minutes left in the game and considering essentially four timeouts. That was as dumb as you get. And yet the Commanders took the dumb luck and created another interception, another turnover. That one by Jeremy Chinn late with 30 seconds left to go on a 3rd and 10 from the Washington 17. So again, Detroit was in position to at least score one more touchdown. And they throw an interception right around the goal line. Jeremy Chinn picks it off, game over, and it's on to the NFC Championship game for the Washington Commanders. Now, listen, there's a lot that I just kind of overlooked and kind of didn't exactly go through. We will go through it throughout the show, clearly. I have all sorts of notes. I'm still trying to pick through all the tape. So, I don't have notes on everything yet, but between my memory of being there at Ford Field and between what I've seen and what I've been able to slowly watch back and retake notes on, there's a lot of nitty gritty to this game, even though it doesn't seem like there's a lot of nitty gritty in a 14-point margin, right? There is. In every game of this magnitude, there is a lot of nuance. We talk about nuance and context all the time. And there was certainly a lot of it on Saturday night. But this is a show for you guys. This isn't a show for me. This is a show for you, the loyal, diehard, nonstop, believing, beaten down for so many years, Washington Redskin, Washington football team, Washington Commanders fan. This is a show about you. I'm going to have time to get into the nuance and the nitty-gritty throughout the show, throughout the week, and leading up to the NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're going to do our very best. Today is about you. Today is a day for you to pump your chest, beat your chest, I should say. Not pump your chest. You don't want to do that. Beat your chest. Pat yourself on the back. Tell me how wrong I was for doubting and believing or not believing that the Commanders could win this game. And I had them losing by 3. I did have them covering. That was easy. I knew that. I had no doubt about that. But I can't lie to you and tell you I thought they were going to win this game. And neither did a lot of people. Not everybody, but a lot of people. Did I give them a chance? Of course I gave them a chance. Everyone gave them a chance. Everyone should have given them a chance. We talked all week about how Detroit and one seeds can and have been beaten. Most recently in 2022 when both one seeds were eliminated in the divisional round before winning a game. We talked all week about that. The numbers were somewhat in Washington's favor. Yet they did the unthinkable. And I'm not going to run from the fact that I was wrong. I'll raise my left hand. I'll raise my right hand just like I did last Monday in this time slot. And I don't apologize. I was wrong. I was wrong on crowd noise being a major factor. I was wrong on Brandon Coleman struggling. I was wrong on Jahmyr Gibbs killing them on screens, although he had one big one that hurt them. I was wrong on a lot of that stuff. I mean, I will say I was right on a lot of things, too. But again, this is not about me. This is about you. This is a celebration for you, a chance to shine on this Martin Luther King holiday. Many of you have the day off. There's nothing else going on, guys. There's nothing else going on.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.